Hello, we're back with 10 Minutes of Talmud, and today we are going to be talking about gossip. So we'll say our blessing and be on our way. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kitzanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu la'asok b'divrei Torah. Okay, so we're in Tractate Peah, Chapter 1, Mishnah 1. If you're starting in the Schottenstein today, we're going to be on 8a2, and we learned last time that there are four really, really big sins: murdery, idolatry, adultery, and gossip is worse than all three of those put together. And what this leads to is an enormous section here on gossip. Amazing that they don't even look at all the other ones at this point. They're focusing right in on gossip. Okay. All right, so we're picking up the passage where the gossipers par excellence, believe it or not, is Joseph. Because if you remember, what kind of kicks the brothers into overdrive of really wanting to get rid of them is that he tells their father something bad about them. But the thing is that the Torah never specifies what the bad thing was. And so we have some theories as to what that might be. So it's written, Ketiv, Yaveh Yosef et Dibatam Ra'ah el Avihim. So Joseph brought evil reports about them to their father, and that's Genesis 37:2. So the Talmud very logically asks, Ma'amar, what did he say? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbis Meir, Yehuda, and Shimon disagree. There's a three-way fight as to what they think it was that Joseph said to their dad. Rabbi Meir Amar, so Rabbi Meir said, Chashadim hen al ever min hachai. They are suspect of eating a limb ripped off a living animal. There are seven, as they're called, Noahide laws that are laws that were given to people before Abraham and that everybody has to follow, regardless of whether they're Jewish or not. And one of them is this prohibition against eating the limb off of another, off of a living animal. You have to properly kill the animal first with as little pain. So that's what Rabbi Meir says they did. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Mizalzalin hein b'nei hashpachot. So he said that Joseph says about his brothers that they are bullying or talking down or belittling the sons of the handmaidens. So, as you remember, in Jacob's family, right, Leah is the first wife. She is the big winner in terms of her, she is first wife, she has the oldest child, she has more children than all of the other three wives put together. She has almost exclusively boys. So, you know, even though the text kind of makes it appear that Leah is the loser, she's actually the winner in every way. Since Joseph is not one of Leah's children, it might be that he is talking about Leah's children exclusively and saying they're, you know, they're doing something bad, trying to kind of raise the status of himself and Benjamin as Rachel's children. Okay? So either they're eating a limb from a living animal, or they're making fun of the handmaiden's children, who would definitely be kind of just less, okay? Rabbi Shimon Omer, and Rabbi Shimon says, Notnin hein ene hen bibnot ha'aretz. They are chasing after the local girls. Okay. So, now the Gemara says that, as with just about everything else, there is karma. If you sin with gossip, gossip is going to come and catch you. Okay, you stuck that enemy, and you stuck that energy out there, so it's going to come on home. It shouldn't surprise you when it does. Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi says, "Tell us umos name mishpat la'adonai. A scale and just balances are God's. Ma'asehu kol avnechis. His deeds are like weights in a pouch." And that's Proverbs 16:11. So God is just. Joseph did Lashon Hara against his brothers. Lashon Hara is going to be done against him. Ma'amar. So what had Joseph said according to Rabbi Meir? Chashidin hen al ever min hachai. They are suspect of eating a limb from a live animal. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Holy One, blessed be, he said, Kach ani mochich alehen, shehen shochatim v'okhlin. No. God says, no, I can show you they weren't eating the limb from a living animal. Because it says in the Joseph story, v'yishchatu se'ir izim, v'yitlu et hakutonet badam. And they slaughtered, v'yishchatu shecht, to slaughter, kosher slaughter, a goat, and they dipped the tunic in its blood. So it can't be that. And by the way, let's just go back. The whole issue of, he brings up the issues of karma and then he drops it. It's going to be a theme that is woven in and out through this material. So he's just raising that issue. He's not exploring it just now. He's going to be showing it to you. This is something that the Yerushalmi does quite a bit. They'll say, okay, just put this up on the chalkboard of your mind and this up on the chalkboard. Just keep it in mind as we're rolling forward. They don't mollycoddle you along the way. All right, so it can't be that they were used to eating a limb from a living animal, right? Because the story says they slaughtered the goat. So that was Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi's idea. And now what about this business of mezalzalin hen b'vnei hashifchachot? What could it mean that they are belittling the children of Bilhah and Zilpah, v'nohagim b'hen ba'avadim, and treating them like slaves. Okay, le'eved nimkar Yosef. Joseph was sold as a slave. So he was treating his stepsisters and stepbrothers, as slaves. So he was sold as a slave. There's the karma. See it? He sent it out, came back. Okay, Ma'amar, so what, according to the third opinion, that the brothers, he says that his brothers are setting their eyes, they're chasing after the local girls. Haduba mikar yalach, that bear, meaning Potiphar's wife, will attack you. Matisa eshet adonav. Et Eneha El Yosef Gomer. His master's wife raised her eyes towards Joseph and she said, lie with me. So he accused his brother of chasing after the girls of the land, and a girl of the land ends up chasing after him. Okay, we'll stop here. Bye.